A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Daf Nun Gimel, Baba Metzia 53b, pagination is 106. Starting from the bottom of the page, five lines up, Ibo'i Luhu, they asked the following question. There are a number of cases that we have percentages or fractions, which is typically the way the Gemara works with a fraction. And the question regarding fractions is milligav or milivar. When you do the fraction calculation, are you dividing the given amount by that and it's an inner fraction? Or milivar, it's an outer fraction? For simplicity, I'll give the example that we already had in Baba Kama Daf Tes, Baba Kama 9, where we were told, Hider mitzvah ad shlish. The glorification of a mitzvah is a third. And the question was, when you do the calculation of a third, are you adding a third to the price? Or are you calculating a third of the item and adding that on, which is going to be less? Let's give a practical example. If you have an item that's worth 60, perhaps a mezuzah, and you're looking at the mezuzah, 60 is just right for you, and then you see a different mezuzah that's a little bit more expensive, and you want to know, are you supposed to stretch yourself or not to try to get the nicer mezuzah? So we have a concept of hider mitzvah ad shlish. The glorification of the mitzvah is until a third. So if we calculate a third as milivar, which is the higher method, you're dividing the 60 in half, and you're adding that half onto the price, such that the hider mitzvah of your total amount, once you've added it up and you're ready to consider spending that higher amount, is going to be a third of the price you're dealing with. So if you had 60, you divide it in half, which is 30. You add 30 to the number, so 60 plus 30 becomes 90, and the hider mitzvah involved here is shlish, a third of the total of the final product, meaning 30. Again, your number, if you calculate with an external third, you're creating a new third portion, that's going to be 90, that's going to be a high number. If, however, you do the calculation miligav, which is an inner third, then the amount that you're adding on is not a half of the original, but rather a third of the original. So of 60, you're dividing by 3, your number is 20, and you add 20 as hider mitzvah onto the 60, and your number becomes 80, as opposed to the other calculation, which gave you 90. Whether mezuzahs are priced like that or not, but in the $60 range, it seems to be a good example of how the price would be adjusted by the concept of hider mitzvah. We paskin the lesser in the laws of hider mitzvah. It comes up in Simen Tuf Resh Nun Vav regarding Esrig. And the Mishnah Berurah comments, Im HaKatan Nimkar B'Sheish, if the lesser is sold by 6 coins, Yosef Shnei, you're going to add another 2 coins, meaning you did thirds of the original price, and then you add one of those thirds to decide how much is your hider mitzvah stretch. Dahainu Shlish Toch HaDomim. That's called a third within the price of the item. That question shows up as well in this topic of Ona'a. How do you calculate a sixth deviation of the item? And we're going to calculate it in a way that's going to take into account both the buyer and the seller. We're going to have a 1/6 deviation, so that, for example, if the item in question is worth 60, and in this case, the calculation is based on a sixth, not like Behidr Mitzvah that it was a third. So it's a sixth. So a sixth of 60, if it goes up to 70, whether it's dollars or cents, but if an item of 60 goes up to 70, that's a deviation of a sixth, because 60 divided into six parts is going to give you 10. And likewise, if it goes down to 50, it would also be Ona'a in the reverse, because too little was charged. And again, it's a sixth of 60, and the deviation was 10 going down. This halacha is presented in our Gemara, or this question is presented in our Gemara regarding Maaser Sheni and Pidyon Hekdesh. Maaser Sheni is the case where a person transfers the holiness of a certain tithe that's supposed to be eaten in Yerushalayim, but instead of carrying the produce to Yerushalayim, he transfers it to coins. And the concept there, as described in the Pasuk, is Vachamishi so Yosef alav. He's adding on a fifth. And we need to know, how does the calculation of a fifth work? Likewise, we have this concept that when a person redeems his own item that was given to Hekdesh, when he redeems it, he adds a fifth of its price. Whereas if someone else would redeem it from Hekdesh, they would not add on the fifth of the price. So again, by Hidr Mitzvah, we were dealing with 1/3. By Ona'a, we were dealing with 1/6. In these cases of redemption, we're dealing with 1/5, dictated by Chazal, in this case, dictated by the Pasuk. But the concept of how to do a fraction is the same question in all these cases. And our Gemara therefore asks the following question: Chumsha miligav, is this fifth calculated as an inner fifth? So Rashi gives the example that if the item is worth 20, you're going to be adding 4, because you divide 20 by 5. Your number is 4, and that's what you add. O chumsha milevar, or is it the higher method of calculation, which is that you only divide the item by 4, and you get the number 5, and that's the number you add on, creating a fifth portion to this calculation, which would mean that on an item of 20, it becomes 25. Amar Ravina Tashma, Ravina says, I'll bring you a proof. Habaylim omrim be'esrim, if the owner quotes a legitimate price to redeem the item, let's say he donated a desk to Hekdesh, and he wants to redeem it now, and he says it's worth 20. V'chaladim be'esrim, and other people also say it's 20. Habaylim kodmin, the owner comes first to redeem. Because Hekdesh will earn more by the owner redeeming it, because he's going to add a fifth. Let's say the other person bargains and says, I'm willing to go up to 21. The owner gives 26. if you'll skip a few lines after all the examples, we explain Lefisha ein mosifim chomesh al ilui shel ze. The owner has to match the upgrade in the bargaining, in the auctioning, but he doesn't add a fifth to that auction up. He only adds a fifth to its actual price. But if we do the calculation, we realize that the fifth that's being described here is sending the number from 20 to 25, which means that we were doing chomish milavar, an external fifth. We're dividing the item by four and creating a fifth portion, which is the higher method of calculation. And indeed, the Gemara concludes, Shema mina chomsha milivar shema mina. By hektish, it's an external fifth that's being created, and therefore from the number 20, for example, you would end up with a redemption of 25. If, as in this Gemara, someone else bargained up to 21, so he has to match the 21, but he only adds 5 because he's only giving a fifth, external fifth, but he's only doing a fifth on the original valid price of the item, which was 20. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.